Totally understand the way of the repeat the revelation. In that context, they become an indirect admission of guilt, that's religion.
You mean a guilt for the brotherhood?
Yes. And we can do reason that. They're just a great liability in the context of Monday. From who they are.
Well, I would say this. You could say that you know, I would let Dean have his executive. Everybody has all of the, I mean, one way you might approach it would be to have everybody have all the privilege. I mean, no one's saying the privilege before the grand jury.
On the abuses issue.
On the abuses issue. But executive privilege
with
all, others until the court proceedings are completed. Is that what you would say then?
No, those are what we say is, A, we are taking executive privilege for all congressional testimony. It won't be any. In lieu of any congressional hearings, we insist that the whole litigation be within the jury. We establish juridical process, the grand jury, everything into the grand jury.
Yeah.
But in the process of doing that, we've got to iron out our current guidelines to witnesses.
Make them more broad.
Make them much more broad. And what can, what Lynn came with was even more broad than that, just left it totally.
And I should let them have the access to presidential papers.
No, they had no papers, but as far as testimony is concerned, that they would be free to testify on anything on the record. Now, that's the kind of problems with the reading checks. Careful attention, wars.
But tell me, the Senate, though, can offer it, but I think the judge has to rule on that, too, doesn't he? The executive privilege thing. You understand? Doesn't Sirota have to grant it? Or is he giving? Has he done that?
No, I don't think he has. And nor has the witness answered it. And the mayor offered that he would accept this. And we have heard that Dean, he said, yes, we'll work this Dean out.
He
will have, he will.
Except anything.
And then he spilled the guts on everything because he's protected on everything. Except what someone else can testify. He can't incriminate himself.
And other than that, why television? Why television?
Well, it's totally unacceptable for him.
And you sort of wonder, I'm looking at the cover of Life, it says, how much did he know? Was it sort of vicious kind of whatever? You play Ron on that.
been an easy period here, 4 years. It's been one thing or another.
Yep.
This is tougher than this master to deal with.
Yeah, I have this little son of a bitch going there. Talk about conversations with the president. If he tells the truth, though, he will say, rather than no knowledge. All right. I saw him on September the 15th, and I reported the fact that he's pleased the way I handled the case. I didn't say keep the lid on, I know God that well. But nevertheless, whatever he said,
he's... Right, he said that for doubts in that context.
Yeah, that's right.
It didn't mean a damn thing at the time. It's
only when a little shaker is covered. Then he'll go on to say that he'll put out his clemency crap, and he'll say that in March 21st that he told me this was dead. That'll be it. And in April, he said he couldn't write a report. Now that's his story. But believe me, God, that's all I have.
There's nothing there.
He accepts it. Yeah.
Jordan brand.
That's right.
Jordan brand. And Mike and I was doing very, very quickly to get that off. Because that's the government. And that's not our sole 4 years of operation here. Most
What an example of Hunt. Joseph testifies.
Very carefully investigate. That's the issue we have right now. what do we get in kindness in return for stopping out the Senate thing and keeping it strictly in the grand jury?
It's got to get the grand jury, Rob.
That's right.
You can't get the demon up there. But the Senate having offered him immunity today.
Yes, we have a little more time, although it might appear, because we do have this 10 days.
10 days? What?
There's an automatic 10 days, as I understand, from Glenn, before they could execute this kind of testimony under these conditions, and that we could assist on 24. Now, that's just a holding pattern for to work out the strategy. I don't think we would like to ask for the 20 days more. That looks bad. But to just actually, they've asked us to wait in the 10 days. I don't think we should do that under any circumstances.
Ask us, the president.
We've asked the government to wait the executive branch to wait the 10-day provision. Which is supposed to be in effect before an offer of this kind of immunity can be put into practice. And let's say that we also have the ability to insist on 20 days delay, but that's a conscious act. We have the 10 days automatic unless we wait it, and then we can have a conscious act. Responsibility to this kind of an offer. They just snuff out the whole thing. Senate hearing process from this point on. That's the bold move, and I think it's the one that's justified.
Sense that doesn't really, it's okay. It hurt some for a while, but we can kill it by strong action.
So I say he's got on his hindsight, double hindsight. Having imposed it, now we've got an asset to trade. To get that Senate here, it's not that. If we'd been in a soft position, we wouldn't have been able to get a good offer.
You see the problem? The fix has got us, and get ourselves into it, which concerns me as a every time we try to say we won't do peer for the urban committee of the country, they raise out and say, well, we're trying to cover up. But I think that we can handle that if we can, provided we can say that you can go forward with everything except Watergate, since that is a matter, and we want to get to
talking about protection of the right of witnesses. All right, now that's a tough
the right of defendants, right, potential defendants here. We'll be sure it's jeopardized.
Right.
Damn it, if we could get poor Elliot confirmed and get him to say that fast, that would be very helpful. See, that's what it ought to be. An attorney general should give you that opinion.
He may make it tomorrow, but I'll bet it'll go on another half day.
They'll testify on tomorrow. I bet they confirm it
for them. Oh, I believe it. He's handled himself very well so far.
He's smart.
He's smart. He's a move to him. He knows where he's going.
Maybe get Dean's papers tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
How is that move being made out? We just...
Well, the Attorney General's office has put a demand in. And it's been hassling back and forth between that office and the
prosecutor's office. Prosecutor's office has the papers. They got the paper.
No, they don't have papers. They have the key to the strong box. Safe deposit.
Well, have they seen the papers?
No, I understand. They haven't looked at it.
And those papers belong here.
They belong here. As far as we know now, they may end up as a compromise to take a look and see what character of the papers. And if they're not government, then not classified by. He might make a ruling that the judge might not.
Well, I suppose the papers, if they involve Dean's memorandum of Watergate, we shouldn't. But we wouldn't allow all of those memorandums on Watergate to go down to the living. We have to stand for our presidential papers. They can't use memorandum, for example, things of that sort. We can stand for the firm on those.
We have to stand firm because the goddamn presidency can't run in the future with this kind of challenge to us.
Because we can get all the testimonies.
And if they ask
us. I suppose they'll then say that they're apparently incriminating documents.
Well, we could take a look at it case by case. If there were such a thing, but we'll be in the driver's seat.